Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a gloomy Monday morning. Hope you enjoyed vacation, Randy, because we got it set up just perfect for you to come back to. How are you, man?
What's happening, man? First of all, it's good to be back with my boys, man. It's obviously, me and wife went away, had a great, great time. We'll talk more and more throughout the week about it, whatever. But yeah, man, long flight back yesterday. And, you know, obviously had Wi-Fi on the plane. So I'm like, okay, I made sure that Samson and recorded the game, Falcons game, so I could watch it when I got home yesterday. So I didn't look at Twitter at all. And I wait till I got home. Got home by 4:35. Yesterday, and then like sitting there, I ain't seen my babies, hugs, all that stuff. It's just great. Hey, daddy, miss your mama, all that good old stuff. And then I sit down, I'm like, let me watch this game. I didn't look at nothing.
So you didn't know?
Didn't know.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't know. And I proceed to sit down and watch the game, Andy. Mm-hmm. And you know my favorite thing I like to say, when people like to throw numbers and all that stuff at me, I'm like, I don't speak dork. And if a dork comes out with those grades for performance for the Falcons players, and if anybody has a passing grade,
yeah,
don't ever look at their stuff
again. You never have to look at those again.
They have, in my opinion, two of the worst five losses in the entire NFL this year.
I don't know who the other three are, but they have two of the worst losses I've ever seen.
And you know, watching that game and not knowing what was going to happen, they should be ashamed of themselves. Like, I mean, Charlotte was bad. It was bad what happened to Carolina.
Yeah, what happened yesterday was worse.
Mm-hmm. It was an awful.
Yep.
And I'm talking about awful performance on every measure you can say. Everybody stunk yesterday. The whole damn team stunk yesterday. And it was just crazy to me to sit there and watch it, because I remember, even though I was on vacation, you know, still got a lot of stuff done and sitting out there and not having nothing really to do. And I'm looking at the damn Dolphins. You know my damn Dolphins. And they are in disarray.
Yeah.
Quarterback can't keep his foot out of his mouth.
They're spiraling. Out of control. They are that close to firing.
I'm talking
their coach.
About Andy.
That close.
He would probably win and fire today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If it was 34-10 the other direction, he would have fired today. Mike McDaniel today.
I'm sitting there, and then I see Tua ain't got but one eye. Who snuck him? Somebody snuck him, or he got a sty on his eye or something, whatever.
Doing some nasty stuff.
Guy, yeah. Didn't rub his eye afterwards.
I never seen that one pink eye.
rubbed his eye. But to watch them just dismantle, and I know you were without your starting quarterback, I understand that, and it showed. Kirk looked rusty.
Yeah.
Kirk looked bad. You were without Drake London. Cordero Hodge, as great as he is, he does not need to be targeted 8 times. Mm-hmm. Kyle Pitts, they tried their best to do with him. Bijan, remember the week before I left, I said, we worried about them fumbles?
Yeah.
Like, because you're going in to maybe get some momentum to cut the game, you know,
yeah.
And he fumbles the ball.
That was the final moment of like, oh, this is just going to be that
Yeah,
day.
And then you're like, oh, man.
Because he caused it himself.
Yes.
He needed out of his
own
hand.
Yes, and so you're sitting there looking at all these debacles and everything, and then watching Tua just move up and down. I watched, and you know, obviously, you know, they don't have American sports channels over there. So I did a lot of FaceTime with my son, and he would put it on the TV. So that's how I would watch it. And I watched a lot of that previous game against the 49ers. Do you think that they were going to come in and do the same thing?
Of course they were.
They're the same tree.
Just like we knew the 49ers were going to do that
Yes.
because the Bills for whatever reason,
found out late.
But they did it on that one drive and went away. I remember I asked you that week.
You did.
Leading into the game, is what's Kyle Shanahan going to try to exploit? And you said, well, if I was him, I would try to run it straight at him because the Bills had success doing that, and then they went away from it. Well, you know what he did? He ran it straight at him to the tune of the biggest running game they've had in years behind that offensive line in San Francisco. And then, of course, and I said this all week last week of like, you know, we didn't get too deep into what happens if they lose, because if they do, we'll have plenty of time to discuss that. And that's where we are now, unfortunately. But the reason Mike McDaniel is a head coach in the first place is because he's a really good offensive mind.
Yes.
Like that's how he got the job in the first place. And so the idea that he wasn't going to look at what the 49ers did and then try to recreate it to the best of their abilities. And Achan's a good player, and Ollie Gordon's a pretty good player, and they had a good game plan yesterday. And Tua played conservatively. You didn't make him uncomfortable. I think they sacked him one time on the first drive, and after that, he was pretty comfortable back there all day. He didn't do anything offensively to put pressure on him. And, yeah, I mean, this was something that we did get into on Friday a little bit of, like, if you do lose this game, is that worse than Carolina? And I said, yeah, it is, because of the fact that Carolina already happened.
Yes.
Like, that was your wake-up call.
Yes.
You don't get to have two of them.
Nope.
That just means you're not good, is all that is.
But, like,
that's a trend.
People lost their jobs after that. So what?
If Mike McDaniel was going to get fired today, if they lost 34-10 to the Falcons, why shouldn't someone get fired today for the Falcons losing 34-10 to them?
That's the thing about it. I don't know. And, I mean, you look at what Miami did. Miami controlled the game.
Absolutely.
38 minutes of damn time of possession. It's hard to win football games anyways like that.
Just
– let me tell you. Like, I remember we had him on the show, Jake Bertrand. He's a good fourth or fifth linebacker.
Yeah.
He is not a starting linebacker.
He doesn't need to be playing like that.
I don't know, and I keep saying it, Jesse Bates is not himself. I don't know what it is. I know he went out the game and everything. Sorry, he went out the game with the ankle or whatever like that. Like, the one thing that they are is they are built on speed. We're talking about the Falcons. They're not built to get ran at. And so, obviously, teams see that, and we know their process of playing the run on the way to the quarterback. Well, sometimes you got to play the run to stop the run. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just have to do that. And so when you go back, I mean, they just could not get Miami off the damn field. Holding the ball 38 minutes in an NFL game is hard to come back from that, especially when your offense is playing the way it's playing, because they're not possessing the ball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're doing nothing on offense.
Yeah, you're not possessing it.
They had two first downs in the first half. They were 0 for their first seven third downs. 38-22 time of possession is as lopsided and as embarrassing of a margin as you're going to see in the league. And that just that to me, more than any other number, I mean, 34-10 is the most important number.
Yep.
But 38 minutes to 22 minutes is the most clear proof of dominance yesterday. You didn't just lose. It's not like you went in there and blew the game in the fourth quarter or something like that. You got your doors blown
off. You got your ass whipped.
At home.
Yes.
Coming off of a tough loss on Sunday night to San Francisco to a one-eyed quarterback. Like, that's what happened.
Yes.
Who was 1-6.
Yes. Like, what? 1-6.
I don't know, man.
I mean, everything.
There's been a lot of bad Falcons losses since we've been doing this.
Everything was going wrong for this organization, and you let them come into your house and get right.
Exactly right.
You let them get. They might not win another damn game, but boy, I tell you what, ain't that like a victory Monday, Sunday night in Miami? I'll tell you that. And so they came in here, and they just beat the hell out of you. And I know there's a lot of stuff with this reading this morning. Zach Robinson, all those different things. He's not good. I mean, it was great when it comes down to the field and all these different things. Everybody, okay, fine.
Right.
But could you build on that? He just showed you that he couldn't. And so, you know, and I will always say this. I'm never in fear of anybody losing their job and all those different things, because everybody says, well, fire him, replace him, and do all those things. I go back to always, well, then tell me with who.
Right.
Because they're unless you want to go with Coach Williams, who's the quarterback coach, or
T.J. Yates
or somebody like that that's never called plays, I don't know where you go with this situation. Obviously, you're going to have to just ride it out, and hopefully Michael gets healthier and all those different things, and you go from there. But yesterday was a straight damn embarrassment. It really, really was, and I felt bad for all them damn Falcon fans that were in there and everything like that, because it looked to me like even the Falcons, like, it's got a dog, 1-6. They're going through something right now. You know, I mean, because I've been a 1-6 Dolphins team that went into places and beat teams that thought the same damn thing. And so I was like, this is just – it was just unbelievable to sit there and watch, especially coming off the previous week, talking about the San Francisco game knowing that they were going to do the same thing because who taught them all this run game and all this different thing? The guy who just gassed your ass.
Those guys worked together for years.
Yes.
Like, of course he was going to look at what he did on Sunday night and try to use that against you in your own building on Sunday afternoon. Of course he did. And he did it perfectly.
Yes.
I mean, it was a really well-executed game plan by the Miami Dolphins. They were in control the entire time. Now, that's on the Falcons in part for allowing that to happen as well. But no, I mean, you're right. When you take it back to, okay, yes, yesterday was embarrassing, flat out. I don't know how you can come into a game ever in this league and feel like, ah, we're good. Especially that closely removed from losing 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers.
Yes. Like, ain't good.
They're not, you're not there.
No.
Like, and I don't know that anybody in the league is there to walk into a game and be like, we're good. We just kind of do this and that. We'll get out of here with a victory. Not these guys.
No.
Of course not.
They're not built that way.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
And we've seen this one of those things where you want, like, if you got,
came say, out flat.
Say if you got a badass kid and they get one good grade and you want to reward them with something that might be more ahead of that grade, some big purchase or something for them, knowing damn well they can't handle it.
Yeah.
You're giving guys weeks off. You're giving them Wednesdays off and all that bull crap. What the hell have they proven to deserve that? I don't know nothing about no damn sports science team. But you need to get some that. You need to get some old school kick you in your ass thing. If I'm Raheem, man, because this, I understand you're hurt and all. I get that injuries are a part of the game. I get all of that. But the way that team played, why are you flat?
Right.
What the
How
hell?
Can you be flat?
How can you be flat? It's a Sunday in the damn NFL, and you just coming off getting your ass handed to you. Like, there's nothing better than getting back on the field after that.
Yeah. It's also the seventh game.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing? There's no wall. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, we're coming out flat in the seventh game.
The seventh damn game.
So, again, obviously, there's a lot of different conversations that come out of a loss like that. Changing leadership is one of those conversations. I get it. But back to your point, which I agree with, is what's your plan?
Yes.
Like, if you're going to, I mean, I get from an emotional standpoint, you want a pound of flesh.
I get it.
Think about it logically. Like, okay, so you fire Raheem Morris and then Jeff Ulbricht is the interim?
But we've seen it.
That happened last year.
Yeah, we saw that.
In New York.
Yeah.
That happened last year. And, okay, so he's also the only coach that we kind of feel good about at this point, right? Like, the defense been pretty good for the most part. They weren't great yesterday, but, like, by and large, I think Ulbricht has been the guy that's gotten complimented and talked about as doing his job this year. I mean, okay, fire the offensive coordinator and do what? Promote the T.J. Yates, who's never called a play in his life.
Yeah, that's, like, what I'm saying. Like, they're up.
I don't think firing people right now fixes it. I don't know. I don't know that there is a fix for it, but I don't think firing everybody fixes it.
You got to fix it. I don't know how. And that's the thing about it. I've been in situations. I can only speak from personal experience. I've had coordinators been fired in the middle of the year. It didn't get better. I've had a head coach get fired in the middle of the year. We won the next two games with a new coach and didn't win another damn game. Right. So I understand the pound of flesh and everything like that. But this yesterday was just sad, man. It really, really was a sad performance by Raheem's team, man. And again, he's in charge. This, because he even knows this. It starts and stops with him.
Oh, he knows.
He knows this. You better get people healthy. Bijan had
9.
Oh, well, it's 22 minutes, so.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of opportunity for him, man. But.
And actually, in this game, unlike the Carolina game, they were getting the hell beat out of him, so they had to throw the ball.
That's what I'm saying. There's nobody got to pass a damn break. Don't burn this tape. Hey, show them this damn tape. Hey, guys, tomorrow, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast for Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They'll be getting you ready for the big college football game just down the street while enjoying all the eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. That's Dukes and Bell's, guys, tomorrow, 2-6 in Kennesaw.
All right, we're going to come back and keep talking about the football game. We'll let you hear from, God, do we even want to? All right, we'll let you hear from Raheem Morris just to get you fired up again. And then we'll keep talking about one of, if not the most unacceptable losses that I can remember from the Atlanta Falcons in my time covering them. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And ride the emotional roller coaster. You got to go out and make great decisions. You got to go out and get better. You got to get these guys better. We got to get ready to play a tough team next week.
Emotional roller coaster.
Well,
yeah.
Sorry to tell the head coach that we are riding the emotional roller coaster, the fans specifically, and it's been a violent ride, man.
Yeah, like, man.
I can't think of a team that's had two losses like that, but then also a win over a team like Buffalo in the same year. Like in a month, it's within the course of four games.
I left here. They were
last time we
they
talked.
They were above 500 when I left.
They were 3-2. They had just beat the MVP on Monday Night Football. Bijan was the best player in the world. Everything was coming up Falcons, Randy.
How many carries did he have in that Falcons? In that, I'll look at it, in that 49ers game. But, no, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. And then you left. You were gone for, what, a week?
That was it.
And it's all come crashing back down to earth. Welcome back.
Man.
At least the weather's nice.
I mean, then I come back to this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I come back to this. Like, damn. It was unbelievable. But, I mean, just for this team, and he had 14 carries and another loss. Okay. But I think that, you know, and it's always hard because the week goes so fast. Game week in the NFL for a player goes by so fast. So you're like, okay, I got to do some soul searching. You ain't got a lot of time to do soul searching. You got to get ready for a team that they're going up to New England that is on fire.
On fire.
On fire.
And why is that, Randy? Why would you say that New England has taken the dramatic turn that they've taken over the last year?
Well, they went and got the right guy to be the head coach.
That's right.
Yeah,
they hired the right head coach.
Yeah, they went and got the right head coach.
And they have a good quarterback.
And they have a good quarterback, but they got this guy.
Yeah,
who they hired
a culture builder. Yeah,
yes. And I'm talking about it happened fast.
Yep.
You know, and so, I mean, we'll talk more in the NFL No Huddle about their game, but when you look at what happened yesterday, it was a straight debacle. You know, and I'm talking about from the top down. Like, there's nobody, and usually in losses, there's, you know, everybody has some blame in it. This is an entire organizational fail yesterday. It is. We talked about it earlier. You got a team coming in here that's reeling, that probably coming in here thinking that y'all gonna kick their ass.
Dude, they got beat by the Browns 31-6.
This is what happened to them.
And pulled Tua and then had a backup quarterback competition all week.
Yes.
Like, that's what their reality was last week. They come in here, Tua wakes up Sunday morning and his eye's swollen.
Yes.
The man's got one eye.
Yes.
1-6 on the road, reeling, just absolutely spiraling out of control. Their coach is going to get fired. And then they come in here and you know what they do? They do what many teams have done against the Falcons in our time together on this midday show.
Get right.
They got right.
Yep.
Falcons were supposed to get right against the Dolphins.
They were.
And they got wrong.
They were. What, I don't even know. What was the spread last week for this game?
So it was a touchdown.
A touchdown.
Favored by a touchdown.
I would have said yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I would have said yeah.
Sure.
Now, I didn't know nothing about Michael Penix being out and all those different things.
Well, we didn't really know. We knew that his knee was banged up, but by the time Friday practice came around, it looked like he was okay.
Right.
Like when we were on the air, there was video of him practicing Friday looking pretty good.
Okay.
And then there started to be some, well, I don't know. They're not sure. He's questionable. Then Saturday, it's like more likely Cousins is going to start. By the time me and Joe took the air yesterday for Wade Ford, it was Cousins is starting.
But then the look at it like, and I understand, when you're a beaten, battered fan base, you're like, well, I hope Kirk Cousins looks good and they win? Then you win a game.
Then you win a game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not looking at it as though negative Kirk Cousins comes in and plays well.
Yep.
There's not no controversy. That's a win.
It's a win.
It's a win.
That would be so nice right now.
Yes.
Compared to what this is.
Yes.
I know.
That's
a win. I'll be honest with you. Hand in the air. I will admit that because of my own personal bias towards Michael Penix and against Kirk Cousins,
right,
I always at least consider what the worst case scenario would be for a Falcons game, because why wouldn't you?
Of course.
And because of my own bias, I only allowed my worst case scenario to get to that. I was like, my own personal worst case scenario is going to be listening to people say that they think Kirk Cousins should be the starter. No. The worst case scenario is what happened.
Yeah.
Is Kirk Cousins goes out there and plays absolutely terrible.
Yes.
Which he did.
Yes.
So I guess, silver lining.
Yes.
There's no quarterback
controversy. There's no quarterback controversy.
You don't have to worry about that.
He was awful yesterday.
Awful.
He was awful. And everybody around him was awful. You know, and I think that's the thing about it is, like, as bad as Kirk was, nobody went, who was better? Who had a good game yesterday?
Parker Romo made his one field goal.
All right. He made a kick indoors.
He did.
Yeah, he made a kick indoors. He made a kick indoors. I thought whoop-dee-doo.
Brandon Dorlus was pretty solid on the defensive line. Not great. They ran it on him pretty good.
Yes.
Nobody was good.
Nobody was good yesterday, man.
Kyle, again, you throw it to Kyle, he catches it.
Dude.
9 for 9.
He's doing the best he can do.
He's playing some good ball.
He's doing the best he can do. But, I mean, as a team collectively, I mean.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear that. So you don't have any time to get ready because you got to get ready right now for a damn good football team on the road up there who knows what the hell the weather's going to be because it's damn Foxborough. Mm-hmm. And I was there one time and it's a damn blizzard in the middle of October, so you just don't know what that's going to be.
It's late enough in the year now for snow.
Yeah, so you just don't know how that's going to be. And now you're reeling right now. You lost two games in a row by getting thoroughly – when teams run on you like that, that's butt-kicking time.
Yep.
You know, you can talk about – no, when teams average damn near 10 yards a carry
on
you –
they got whatever they wanted.
No matter how they run it – it's not a good sign. Now, this defense played as good as they can play. I think they can get better. But there are deficiencies.
Yeah.
All right, and the main one is against the run. You lost maybe your MVP of the defense so far this year.
Well, and when you talked in the first segment about how their defense is built on speed and playing the run on the way to the pass and all that sort of like, we're going to be really aggressive. There might be mistakes, but we're so fast and we're going to make up for it. You lost your fastest guy.
You lost your guy.
You lost the guy
that covered it up.
Exactly. Yeah. We spent a lot of time coming out of that that Bills win talking about why it looks like this, and it was because guys were now in the right place to succeed, whereas over the last couple of years, maybe they had been asked to do other things beside that. Divine Diablo had allowed guys to be where they needed to be. Well, him being off the field is one thing. The guy who you have on the field for him
is not.
It doesn't help that he's got that big helmet on, so you really notice.
Yeah. Safety first, Andy.
Safety first.
Safety first. Safety first.
It'd be nice if he didn't break up like interceptions from his own guys.
Yeah, I mean, but you had the opportunity. That's what I'm saying. Catch it. Those are the things when you're leaking blood, you got to make those plays. He's a special player, but you can't fumble the ball.
Nope.
You know, you cut this down. You're in the game. You got some momentum. Maybe that place. You know, it wakes back up. It was sleep. You know, it was sleep so long, and rightfully so. I would say this: you give your fans a reason to cheer.
Yeah.
You give them a reason players. We have to give them a reason to have that energy. And when you're looking like that, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, man.
Just stay my ass at home.
The fact that people are still paying money to go see this team play is enough.
Yes.
Okay? Give them reason to cheer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear anything about the atmosphere.
Don't want to hear
stuff
nothing
like that. You know why the atmosphere wasn't good?
Because y'all weren't good.
Because they were down 34-3 to the Miami Dolphins and a one-eyed quarterback.
And a one-eyed damn quarterback who, when I'm telling you, that organization and that team, and hell, even though they beat the Falcons, they still down there. It ain't, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not.
No.
They're still in bad shape.
Yeah, they're in bad shape. But, I mean, you let them feel good for one damn week, you know, and it's a damn shame because, and again, I know who they were out there, quarterback, and I understand backup quarterback and all those different things. Hell, backup quarterback won in Baltimore yesterday. They sat Lamar because they knew they played Thursday night, and they believe that this quarterback, Ty Huntley, could get them a damn win.
And they did.
And he did.
And he did. I would say that the big difference here, too, is the backup quarterback on this team makes $100 million.
Yeah, that is true.
And was signed to be the starter still.
Because then you're like,
had things gone the way they thought they were going to go or hoped they would go, he would still be the starter right now.
Did you wake up thinking when you found out Kirk Cousins was going to be the quarterback? Like, that's why they didn't trade him. That's why they didn't want to move on from him.
In case
of something like this.
I think I did say that on the show yesterday. Uh-huh. I was like, well, I mean, at least you have a capable backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it is like
incorrect.
Like this dude he ain't been a backup or come off the bench in 10 games. Yeah. Well, he was backup for RG.
Oh, right.
But
yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I don't give a damn. You're a professional. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. I don't give a damn. I'm sure. I don't know how many reps he got this week and all those different things. even if Michael went out of the game, you guys still got to come in and be ready.
Yeah, but it also just looked like they weren't on the same page. There was one check that he made where Sills is on the outside, yes, and has no idea what the play is,
yeah,
and he throws it to him, yeah, and obviously he's in the wrong spot.
He's in the wrong spot. He's running a damn comeback. Mm-hmm. Kurt's throwing it down the field. Moody works the hell out, dude, on the in route. Sailed.
Yep.
You know, and Kurt's there, so you want to try to do a little bit more under center and all those different things. But yet, I mean, and the coordinator for the offense, do you send him back up? Send him back to the booth?
Last time you fired the wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
Well, you got a run game coordinator or something.
Yeah. But I mean, that goes back to what you said earlier.
You did.
The flesh.
You did the flesh.
Yes.
You got the pound of flesh. You fired Ike
Hilliard.
You took Zach Robinson out of the booth. You can't do any crap like that.
And then
anymore.
I'm looking at the Ray McCloud thing. I was like, I never seen people get up in arms about a receiver who was stinking up the joint anyways.
He was stinking up the
joint. He was stinking up the joint any damn ways. You know, so, I mean, I can only imagine because you were here having to work with those situations and everything. But, yeah, they got it. First of all, biggest thing you got to do, you got to get your quarterback healthy. I know, he didn't leave a good impression last time he played.
No, he's not lighting the world on fire either.
Yeah, he's not either. But I'm pretty sure that he was a better option than what you had yesterday, quarterback.
Definitely.
Here's my
big fear, though. With all of the conversation today, understandably, about firing coordinators and head coaches and changing leadership and all that, you do that, we're going into now, we'll be year three with Penix next year, and what development? Because if you fire all these guys now, this year's development is over.
It's over.
Like, he'll play.
But that's the thing about it. It's
developing,
like,
in this offense is over, Andy, if you do that.
You keep changing the guard every 3 years, man. You can't get no stability in that.
Yep.
And that's why you are, like, we're going on 8 freaking years, and I'm not ready to throw the towel in all this. Too much football left.
It's a lot of football.
And I'm just not built the way it's over. Let me start looking at mock drafts and all that. I'm not going there. I'm not going to go there.
There's 10 games.
And they don't have a first round pick. Thanks, Andy.
And they don't even have a first round pick. So we can't even do the mock draft stuff. God, dog it.
Join Dukes about for a special edition of their show Thursday as they broadcast live from Metro Bottle and Mayor. Oh, on Mayweather Boulevard in Atlanta. Come on, while the stock is up this weekend, while joining Dukes and Bell as they preview the biggest college football matchups and all that other stuff. It'll be live 2-6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta.
The hell did Falcons fans do to deserve
this? They didn't do nothing.
Nothing. You didn't do anything.
This is a great town.
It's a great town. Great fans.
Great damn fans.
You deserve so much better than this. Here's what we
Is that why they celebrate the way we celebrate after a win? Because you know when the next one gonna come through?
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy the moment. That's why when people were so high after the Bills game and you heard a few people being like, no, don't get too excited. Get excited.
Damn that.
Enjoy the moment. Because the moment is fleeting. They will lose 34-10 to the Dolphins. The one-eyed quarterback. Man had one eye. I wish you would have wore a patch. Here's what we can do to try to help. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up and say whatever you want about the Falcons. Just don't cuss. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver,
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Whew. All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mm-mm. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com today. Maybe not the best day to get out to the golf course today.
Yeah, man.
But Bobby Jones has a clubhouse, restaurant, go full
get your,
bar.
Go get your drink on.
Yeah, go have a couple cocktails.
Go get your drink on.
That'd be a good
on.
Way to deal with what's going on. The unfortunate then, there's so many unfortunate things about what happened yesterday with the Falcons. One of them being when they lose a game like that, which they have now a couple of times this year, it kind of just dominates the conversation. Understandably, that's what we're going to talk about today for the most part. It was a great Saturday of college football.
Dude.
A lot of interesting stuff happened in college football, too. Firings.
Every damn Sunday, somebody getting their ass got.
Yeah, man.
Everybody's getting it. And it goes back to
jobs in college.
You think
open.
About like the buyouts and all those. I think I was reading this morning that like Brian Kelly's, it really isn't a buyout. It's like what's left on his contract. I think I was trying to read what Andrew Brent was talking about, more or less. It's more or less they're trying to give him a lump sum of what he's owed left, not necessarily what James Franklin's getting, which is the buyout. It was all, I was like, still. I mean,
they're paying him a lot of money.
They're paying him a lot of money not to coach.
Yeah.
They're paying him a lot of money not to coach. You're talking about, these are premier freaking jobs.
Yeah.
Like LSU?
Those are three great jobs.
Florida,
LSU, Penn State. Those are all great
jobs.
Those
are great damn jobs. So, yeah, it'll be interesting, man. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. I know my coach ain't going anywhere.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
And Cignetti's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I know that they've got some and the NIL's coming together better and all that, but it'd be pretty good idea to get Brent Key a new contract right about now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He got blood, equity, and all that in that program because he played there and all those different things.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
No.
But make sure.
Make sure.
Get him one of those Cignetti deals about now.
And can we is Haynes King in Heisman Conference? Is he in there yet?
He is in mine.
He's like number two for me.
Every time I watch him play, he's incredible.
Yeah.
Abe's not impressed. He's given us the he's given us the 6-7.
How are you not impressed with what that dude's doing?
I don't know. He's just he is. I'm just kidding. He's just saying like from an odds standpoint. But he should be. Yeah. Again, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I know that stats don't always tell the story. His stats told the story on Saturday.
300?
He was balling on Saturday.
Come on, man.
Syracuse.
Come on, man.
Yeah, no, they're really good. They're a good football team.
Yes, they are.
All right, we'll do our best to get back into some of the college football stuff at some point today, certainly tomorrow and as the week goes on. I know cocktail parties on Saturday and all that, but we asked for phone calls. We got full phone lines. We appreciate that. So we'll start with Bryson and Alpharetta. Hey, Bryson.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
It's going good.
What's up, man?
So I just wanted to say I was trying to call yesterday on Chris Thomas's show,
yeah,
and I just
flyover.
Didn't really get a chance. And I just want to say this, that Arthur, I get that Arthur Blank's a great guy. I just, the glazing he gets from everybody about him being a great owner and helping the community might be true, but as we know, this is a results-based business, and he's not getting the results. And the fans deserve better. The season ticket holders deserve better. My aunt say, and I know you guys don't, you know, work. I know that y'all are not, you know, a part of the Falcons directly, but that you guys, you know, host, you know, you guys host the games and all that. But, like, my aunt's a season ticket holder for 33 years, and just the results that this organization just had is just so mediocre and so poverty that the fans deserve better. The season ticket holders deserve better. I mean, the amount of money that the fans are spending at the games for this mediocre product is ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
And I don't know what's going to be the. I don't know what's going to be the turning point, but the fans, they have great fans.
Yes, they do.
And you know, some people are like, we need to have a little bit more patience. We have all the right in the world to be upset.
Yep.
And I just feel like, you know, we just do not have much more. We don't have much patience left.
Okay.
To deal with this.
Okay, we got it, Bryson.
Appreciate it, Bryson.
Your point is well made.
Tickets, season ticket holders, the person who just bought the ticket walking up there, everybody deserves better.
Time, money, or emotional energy on the Falcons deserves.
Yes,
better.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's, and you say this to me all the time. Just the what you call it, the scars, the scars,
yeah.
The trauma of being a Falcons fan. And they could, and I understand, a couple of weeks ago we were riding high, rightfully so. But yesterday, I mean, it's I can only use one word. I can use more words, but we'll get in trouble by the FCCC. But it was just a pathetic performance.
Pathetic, yeah.
Pathetic.
It was pathetic.
It was a pathetic performance.
Embarrassing, pathetic, rock bottom, whatever. I mean, I hesitate to say rock bottom because they'll dig deeper.
Yeah.
Like, they'll let us really see what it is. Yeah. There's a layer below the rock, unfortunately, when it comes to the Falcons. Now, I will say, just in regard to sort of the Arthur Blank conversation, we don't spend a ton of time talking about that on this show, not out of any other reason than there's nothing you can do about it. The man owns the team.
Yes.
You don't fire owners.
Yep.
Like, clearly his tenure has not resulted in what you want as a fan. And I get that for sure. You can fire coaches, you can fire coordinators, you can trade quarterbacks, you can move on from presidents and GMs and all stuff like that. I mean, there's one level of kind of untouchable. That's,
yes, unless they do something crazy.
Unless they do something crazy, yes. Or they decide to sell the team, yes. Which, who knows, maybe someday he will. But to me, that almost just feels like wasted breath talking about that, because maybe I'm wrong on this, but I do genuinely believe that he wants this team to win.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Like, I genuinely believe that Arthur Blank wants the Falcons to have a winning product.
There's no doubt about it.
But it's not happening, and so understand that there's going to be criticism regarding that.
Yes.
But we could spend every day, all day, talking about how the Falcons have bad ownership, and until they decide they want to sell it, there ain't anything that's going to get done.
Thing.
So we'll talk about the players and the coaches and all that kind of stuff. But again, it's been going on for so long now. I understand how the frustration goes up the chain. I get it. Like, you're mad at the OC. Fine. That couple weeks ago. Now you're mad at the head coach. Well, now you're mad at the GM. Now you're mad at the president. There's only one spot above that.
Yes.
And there's only one thing that doesn't change.
Yeah, that's
and that's him. So I get it. Dominique is in Lithonia.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, man?
Man, I just wanted to ask a question. So when Zach Robinson and Raheem Morris, when they was out there in L.A. with Sean McVay, man, did they run the pistol out there at all at any point of time?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, we seem to run the pistol quite often.
But not as much. Not as much as they do here.
They run it more here, yeah.
Yeah, they run it more here. But, yeah, they did run it out there. Yeah. And I go back to most things that I say. They're not losing because of the pistol.
No.
Yeah.
No. They're losing because of what happens after they snap the ball in the pistol.
Yes. They're not losing because of the pistol.
Yeah, I think they could line up under center. There's been some shotgun snaps.
Yes.
Kirk was under center a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where he lined up. He's not completing passes.
No.
And I get it. It's all frustrating, so I understand. Dexter is in Covington. Hey, Dexter.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dexter.
Hey, man, I got a little humor for you guys.
Okay.
Great.
All right. I'm at work yesterday. You know, normally I want to rush and get off and get home, watch the game. You know, I'm dirt diehard Falcon fan now. So as I get home, I ain't even changed my work clothes. I wasn't going to put on no Falcon gear at all because I knew what it was going to be. So my wife prepared some chicken. I said, you want chicken or fish? So you know where I'm going with this. Chicken, Falcon, sure. Fish, Dolphins.
Got it, yeah.
So she wanted the chicken to cook, you know, so she knew the Falcon was going to lose. So I goes out, put chicken on the grill. The grill went over. So I got one of those fancy grill that throwed me a message up, said, I will not open until you turn that game off.
Okay.
So the grill opened after I turned the game off. I was able to cook that bird like my woman, like my wife told me to do. And you know what happened after that, guys? So I let y'all talk about it after that.
Thank you, Dexter.
Later. Appreciate
Sounds like it. Dexter's got a pretty nice grill.
Yeah, man. Dexter's got a talking grill.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Sends him messages.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I used the egg for the first
How
time.
How was it?
On Saturday. It was great.
Yeah.
Really good. Really, really fun.
Nice.
Tasted good.
Nice.
All right. Brando is in Conyers. Hey, Brando.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Oh, you guys. All right. So it's 2025. Everybody likes analytics, right? So let me give you a few numbers and I'll explain. Okay. The numbers are 24, 5, and 20. What that means, Raheem Morris has been around, I think, for 24 games, if my calculations are right.
Yeah, that's right.
In those 24 games, we have lost by 20 points five times, which is equal to about 20% of the games that he's coached. Mm-hmm. That's it. that's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's not even analytics.
That's not analytics.
That's just good solid. That's just good numbers. Solid arithmetic,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
No. Raheem Morris's teams have gotten smoked.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That it's a pattern.
Yeah, it's a pattern.
It's a pattern. Yeah. And you know, so can it be fixed? I don't know. Well, I don't know.
They keep saying they're
They're going to fix it.
And then they don't do it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I hate to go back 2-3 years ago when we were doing this. It's a blip team. It happens to blip teams.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Unfortunately, we haven't had any good blips lately.
Yeah.
The blips have been 1 week.
Yeah.
Can we get one season?
Can we get 3 games in a row?
One time.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yep.
They've won 3 games in a row one time you and I have been doing this show.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
The Bears have won like 5 games in a row right now.
Yes.
Like, what? Like, what are we talking about? Did they lose yesterday?
No, they did. Lost to Baltimore.
Okay, so they had won 4 games in a row going into yesterday. They lost. But the point remains, like, 3 games in a row is not that crazy.
No.
You know, you should be able to, but no, they're not going to do that. They lose this weekend, they'll lose 3 games in a row, though. All right, let's hear from Lonnie, who's in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to say, you know, yesterday I thought it was, to be a Bengals fan, I'm a Fox fan, but I thought all Bengals fans yesterday were just dejected, just sick, because, you know, they lost to the Jets who hadn't won a game. But then for the Falcons to lose to Miami, the way we lost, I feel even worse being a Falcons fan than probably a Bengals fan team. Next, I want to say is, you know, I feel like when the time they hit the field yesterday, we had lost that game. I saw no energy, no kind of compassion about yesterday. Miami came out from the get-go, and yeah, they went 3-and-out their first drive, but from the get-go, they was on our tail.
Yep.
And I didn't see no kind of fight back from us yesterday, even with a backup quarterback. Kirk, whatever they were talking about trading Kirk, his trade stock just went all the way down yesterday.
Yeah, good point.
Nobody
Lonnie.
Wants what we want after what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, now Lonnie, thank y'all, appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, we had a lot of nerve talking about some of the stuff we talked about leading into that game with Kirk. Showcase?
Huh?
Showcase him for the trade market.
Oh no.
Yeah. Let him get out there, show people what he can do.
Oh no. I'm pretty sure he thought that.
I'm sure it's
I'm 100% sure he looked at it that way.
All right, here's my chance.
Yep.
That's why he was airmailing everybody. He was too amped up.
He likes Atlanta.
His wife's from here. All right. We'll get the phone lines back open in the second hour of the show. NFL No Huddle coming up next. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for all the phone calls. They were great. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.